Birch?
Wally, good to see you again.
Hi, Birch.
Wally, are you hurt?
No. Well, yeah, kind of. Can I talk to you?
Of course you can. Come sit down.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, what's wrong? Something must really be upsetting you for you to come all this way on your own.
I can't take it anymore. I miss my mom. I miss my dad. I miss my home.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down, Wally. What happened?
I don't know what to do anymore. I got a call concerning my dad a few days ago. He's not exactly doing well.
Oh, I see.
Dad's been caught drinking again. I don't get it, Birch. He told me he loved me enough to try and change so we can be a family again. Why is he still getting into trouble?
I don't have an answer for that, Wally.
And then when I go to visit my mom, I could see that someone had trashed her grave marker.
Oh, dear.
And none of that even compares to the fact that I'm having trouble with my foster family now. They've been really kind to me, but it just isn't home. Nothing I do takes away the fact that it doesn't feel like I belong there. I'm sorry for bothering you, Birch, but you're the only one I could think of to talk to right now.
Wally, you don't ever have to feel sorry for coming to see me. I told you that you were welcome here. I meant that.
Thanks. I don't know what to do right now. I don't know what to say. I just feel like howling.
Well, I think I have an idea that will help you feel better.
What's that?
I know this might sound a little strange, but have you tried writing a song? When you can't find the words to say what you feel, there's usually a song that can say it for you. I know you love writing music. Try writing something, and maybe it will help.
You think so?
Only way to know for sure is to try. You can use the keyboard and back if you like.
Thank you, Birch.
I led Wally back into the studio and helped him get set up. I really didn't have any idea if it would help, but I hated to see Wally cry. Once he was all set up, I left the room and closed the door to give him some space to think. Wally spent about an hour in the studio, and in that time, Dips had shown up with Bobby to work on a song they had put together. I quickly explained that I had Wally here because he was really upset. A few minutes later, Wally came back out.
I'm done, Birch. You were right. It did help.
I'm glad to hear that, Wally.
Hey, Dipper. Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Wally. You all right?
I think so. I just haven't had a very good week.
Anything we can do to help?
Actually, yeah, there is. Birch, can you take a look at this? Do you think you could play this on your guitar? I wrote it as piano music, but halfway through I realized it might sound better in guitar.
I'd be happy to, Wally.
Then, would you guys mind listening to the song I wrote?
Sure!
Let's try playing what you came up with then, Wally.
I have got so much to give, I swear I do. I may not have 9 lives, but this one feels brand new. Yes, I've lived a good one, I have tried to be true. There are some things I never realized till I met you. How the wind feels on my cheek when I'm barking at the moon. There is no home like the one you've got, 'cause that home belongs to you. Ooh, here I come. Ooh, ooh, back to you. There is no home like the one you've got, 'cause that home belongs to you. Well, I was in trouble bad, I was so confused. I may not see in color beige, but I sure can feel blue. I have been a lot of things, they may not all be true. My experience was so mysterious, years till I met you. Now the sun will rise in the east, but I'm barking at the moon. There is no home like the one you've got, 'cause that home belongs to you. Ooh, here I come. Ooh, back to you. There is no home like the one you've got, 'cause that home belongs to you. There is no home like the one you've got, 'cause that home belongs to you. There is no home like the one you've got, 'cause that home belongs to you.
That was amazing.
Wow, he really is good at writing music.
No kidding.
Thanks, guys.
Feeling better now?
Much better. Thank you for letting me use the studio.
Anytime, Wally.